Hello, it's Bruce from the Willows again. Today, Good Friday, and we are going to share with you some special thoughts that are very dear to us. What happened on Good Friday? Well, number one, the garden. First, we see how the disciples obeyed Jesus when they went to Gethsemane. And he said to them, "Sit here while I go further into the garden to pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him. Jesus went even further into the garden and fell on the ground and prayed. The major part of his prayer was this: "Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then Jesus went back to his disciples, and he found them all sleeping. He woke them up and said, "Rise, let's go. Here comes my betrayer." Then, as we know, Judas came to betray Jesus, and he does it with a kiss. And so Jesus is arrested. You know, my friends, if we believe in God, how very careful we must be that we do not betray our Lord. There are many ways we can do this. For example, not taking the opportunity of sharing the good news with someone who does not believe, or promising to do something for Jesus and then breaking that promise. The arrest of Jesus is followed by the trial, first by the high priest and then by Pilate. It was during these times that Peter denied knowing Jesus, not once, but three times. And here is a further challenge for us to be careful that we do not let our Lord down by ignoring him or saying that we don't really love him or want to serve him. So the garden, and now the cross. The crucifixion is preceded not only by false trials, but by the rough treatment by the soldiers and the Jews. Jesus was mocked, spat upon, and treated very badly before being nailed to the cross. In fact, Jesus was so exhausted he could not carry his own cross, so Simon the Cyrene was forced to carry it for him. I wonder how he felt. It could have been, and in one sense it was, a great privilege for Simon. Let us close our eyes for a moment and try to see Jesus, our Lord, hanging on the cross. The thought may make us want to cry, yet Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." So how can we believe that Jesus will not forgive us for the mistakes we make, or for the lack of enthusiasm with which we serve him? One of the criminals who was crucified alongside Jesus believed him, but he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "Truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." Then Jesus prayed, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And he breathed his last breath. And then, even the centurion who was watching praised God. And he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." And we, my friends, praise God that we know that that is true. And now I want to share with you what is called a paradox for us to ponder. The cross is a picture of violence, and yet it's the key to peace. It is a picture of suffering, yet it is the key to healing. It is a picture of utter weakness, and yet it's the key to power. It's a picture of capital punishment, yet the key to mercy and forgiveness. It is a picture of vicious hatred, and yet a key to love. It is a picture of supreme shame, and yet it's the Christian's supreme boast. The Christian faith, my friends, claims that the cross really is the key to everything. We will share with you again on Sunday, on Easter Sunday. Bless you all. Thank you. Goodbye.